of the unofficial movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. My name is Reflective Justin.
And I'm Mirror World Andy.
If you love comics, if you love movies, or even if you just love
New beginnings,
then this show is for you.
Yeah.
It's the end of the year, folks.
It sure is.
And we're looking back on it like a couple of mirrors in some pants.
Yeah. Back of pants?
What's that joke?
What?
You know how it's like, is that a mirror in your pants?
Because I see me in them. I think it's a mirror in your pocket.
Oh.
Because pants is in the punchline. Pants is in the punchline.
The pants are in the punchline, yeah. Folks.
That's going to be on our merch.
The pants are in the punchline.
We're going to put that on a mug.
Oh, boy. It's just me and Andy today.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Making castles in the sky.
Uh-huh. Already off to a good start. We need a third.
We're lost without a third person to take it away from us.
This is an exciting episode.
This is our 25th.
Yeah.
Our big 2-5.
Happy birthday.
Some cultures, that's like,
rent a car.
Yeah.
In some cultures.
We can. Some societies. What else can you do at 25?
Turn 26.
You're able to turn 26 now, whenever you're ready. You're like your evolving Pokemon.
That's right.
Pokemon.
Don't push the B button.
Can we do a Pokemon episode? I know it's not in Marvel, but I really want to.
It's off-brand, Justin.
I know. Okay. Anyway, let's see. Today we have the results of the big vote from our Facebook poll.
It's an exciting team-up episode.
Thank you so much to everyone who voted, who contributed. This was a lot of fun for us to do, and I'll stop stalling now. So the winners of this vote of this poll, we had Squirrel Girl,
big fan favorite.
We had Ms. Marvel, and we had Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. And real quick, I just want to give shout outs to the three guests who helped us with those movies. We had Emma Carter help us with Squirrel Girl. Mm-hmm. We had our good friend Bree Woods help us with Ms. Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we had our friend J. Will Fritz with Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. So thanks to those three. Thank you, three of you. Hope you're listening to this and seeing what we do with the
beautiful
sequel.
Things that you've created.
We're going to destroy them all by mashing them together like a 5-year-old playing with action figures. I only know because I've been there.
As a 5-year-old?
No.
Oh.
We'll not talk about that.
Okay. Sounds good.
So we have the fun task today of bringing those three characters and throwing them together. Now,
it's
a team up. Now, if you haven't listened to any of those three episodes, I'd recommend going and just pausing right now. Come back to this after you listen to those three, because we're not going to really give huge recaps. We're going to do brief ones right now, but it's worth going back and listening to those three. So,
if you want to truly enjoy the experience,
that's very true. Yeah, they're much better.
You can watch the Avengers on its own, but you got to watch all of the movies.
You really want to watch all of the ones leading up
to really enjoy the experience.
Yeah, ask anyone.
Just ask anyone. Ask us.
Yeah, we're listening. Yeah.
Would you watch all the episodes before watching the Avengers?
Well, I would.
Would you listen to all the podcasts before listening to this one?
Yep.
All right.
Every single episode.
Told you.
Because everything has led us to today. Okay, we're really chatting away here. Let's jump right into it. So, let's start with
do a little recap.
Squirrel Girl,
yes.
Yeah? Recap for Squirrel Girl.
So we last left her, she was up in Canada, right?
Yes, and
near the Great Lakes.
Let's go through some basics real quick. So, okay. Her name's Doreen Green.
She's
Canadian. Doreen Aline. I think it was like
Doreen Aline Green.
She was Canadian. She got her powers by helping squirrels. It was very vague.
It was an innate gift.
We never really touched on that one. But she, you know, wanted to become a movie star, and so she became. Or no, she wanted to become a hero, but she ended up accidentally going to a movie audition, and then they took her likeness, her IP, and ended up making a movie out of it, and that drew her in, and she fought Mole Man, and that was pretty cool. But it turns out Mole Man was just under the brainwashed guise of the evil villain known as the Director.
Yeah,
we have no other information on the Director. It's just the Director.
But he's in jail now.
He's in jail, but he's crazy, and he was singing that little jingle. Remember that at the end? Uh-huh. Those of you who listened, you guys know. Good. So anyway, where we left Squirrel Girl, she was based in, I think, Chicago by the Great Lakes, because she was starting the Great Lakes Avengers along with her squirrels, her squirrel team. Friends, her team, Tippy Toe, her little buddy.
Tippy Toe's been with her forever.
Right. We have Slippy Pete, Mr. Freckles, and Nutso. The three squirrels that she met in L.A., along with Monkey Joe.
R.I.P.
Monkey Joe, R.I.P. You were a good one.
Yeah. He died in
the Battle of San Francisco for Monkey Joe. Yeah, good. All right.
That's it. It's very respectful.
Yeah. okay, and that's where we left that. Then we'll move on to Ms. Marvel.
Yes.
So Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, you'll remember she is a New Jersey native, and her whole movie was about her family and her friends kind of helping her when she became an Inhuman. Her family doesn't know that she's an Inhuman.
I think her brother does. Yeah.
Her brother Amir, and her friends Bruno and Nakia.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see, they fought Lineage. Lineage, the villain who had all of
his ancestors
like living inside of him, which just, I mean, God, like, you think about that? That's like the worst power.
Depends on your ancestors, I suppose.
I mean, but like, all your grandparents are just like talking to you in your head.
Is that the case, or is it just like you know everything that they knew?
I guess you're probably right, but I can just imagine all my Republican grandparents just like talking to me.
Your version sounds really annoying.
Yeah. Anyway, Lineage and his group, the Descendants, were defeated in our first movie.
And Kamala and Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, she has the power to embiggen her hands.
Oh, right, duh. Yes, yes. And we didn't mention, but Squirrel Girl obviously has the power to communicate with squirrels and all that jazz.
And she's got really strong two front teeth, a big bushy tail.
Squirrel Girl, not Ms. Marvel.
Right, and squirrel-like abilities.
But Ms. Marvel, yeah, she can embiggen, so she can basically just... She's like Mr. Fantastic, in a way, but she's... And she's also a big fan of superheroes. Then we have...
That's a Squirrel Girl. Interesting.
Right. Also, at the end of Ms. Marvel, we set up the new villain, Mr. Knox, the inventor, with his... Crazy Bird Edison, right?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Mr. Knox's goal is to combine the DNA of Thomas Edison and his parrot that he has in his classroom.
Right. I'm glad you remember that.
And turn it into the evil villain, Edison, who looks like a bird.
Right. So maybe we'll see that.
God, I hope so.
And then, lastly, but definitely not leastly, we have... Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Some fan favorites there. And by that, I mean, I love all three of these characters. But we have Lunella Lafayette, who is the youngest of the three of these young women. She is a genius. She is, like, crazy, crazy intellectual. She takes the Banner Box Test, which draws the attention of Amadeus Cho, who has also kind of been around Ms. Marvel as well. Anyway, she ends up becoming an Inhuman through I think it's the what would you call it, the stone,
The Moonstone.
The Moonstone, is that what it's called?
Or is that Pokemon?
It's both. Crossover.
Crossover, it's happening.
Yes.
Just like you wanted.
We'll call it the Moonstone for now.
Yeah.
So the Moonstone kind of awakens the
latent abilities,
the latent inhumanness inside of her. It acts like Terra Genesis in a way, And she is now able to, only when the moon is full, switch minds with Devil Dinosaur. So Devil Dinosaur is from the
past
when dinosaurs were alive. But Devil Dinosaur, you know, came to the future, and together they defeated the...
Well, he was brought to the future.
He was brought to the future to protect the Moonstone. It was a whole thing. Go back and listen.
You got it.
And they defeated the Killer Folk, who were actually not actually that bad, but they were just,
they forget were trying exactly, to protect...
they were... Yeah.
They worshipped the Moonstone, right? It was part of their...
Yeah, it was part of their culture. But really, the big actual villain was Moon Boy. Who was Devil Dinosaur's original, I guess, like, keeper or master, best friend, sidekick.
You'd say friend.
Whatever. I would say he treated Devil more like a... I mean, in the beginning, they were friends. That's true. But then
time
they became...
warped his mind.
Yeah.
He did the time warp. Again. And it drove him insane.
Yeah. Like it does everyone. When you listen to it too much. Okay. So that's that. Where do we leave Lunella? Oh, so her and Devil are split right now.
Yeah, Devil's
back
in
the past. And but happy this time. Like she left him and it was
bad. With the killer
she went back and saved him in the past.
Who, despite their name, are very friendly.
Yeah, they're very friendly. And Moon Girl is in the present.
Yeah. And I don't even know if we know what she's up to right now.
No. I like that we don't.
But I could speculate that she's probably in a different school. Because when we last left her, Amadeus Cho was kind of talking to her about, wow, you did really good on this banner box test.
Right.
Do you want to go to a better school?
Okay. We've done our recap. I'm gonna say let's give ourselves a time limit on this one.
Okay.
Let's because we know these characters. We're not having to do a bunch of research here.
Nah.
We're not having to like start from fresh.
Nope.
Start from scratch.
Don't start from fresh.
Start from fresh.
Let's scratch it up.
So let's just say we have 40 minutes.
Wow.
40 minutes.
On the clock.
We're on the clock starting right. I'm waiting for the next minute to come up on our timer.
Our time.
4 seconds. 3 seconds. You ready, Andy?
Here we go.
40 minutes. Go.
Okay.
Okay. So I picture us starting. So one of the fun things is that we have Ms. Marvel in New Jersey. We have Lunella Lafayette in New York. Squirrel Girl, she lives in Chicago, right? So how does she get involved? We'll figure that out in a second. But I like the idea, maybe, that... Edison,
mm-hmm.
So this crazy ass bird.
Yeah. Oh, just the bird's already been created.
Yeah, let's say it's already been created, right? So we just start with we're cityscape. We're zooming in from above into New York City, and
this
we realize,
New Jersey.
In New York City, let's say.
Okay.
But Edison is swooping in. We're following this giant, like, mutated bird.
Uh-huh.
And it's coming and it's swooping down to attack some people. And who does it attack? This cafe. And who's sitting there? Squirrel Girl and her squirrels. And they're on New York vacation.
Oh my god.
I like it. It's Squirrel Girl and her squirrels. And then Squirrel Girl and her squirrels have to go, and we just open with the squirrels trying to take down Edison.
Cool.
I think it's fun.
It is fun.
I don't even know where we go from there, but I like the idea that we're just opening with like a cute animal battle.
Cute of birds versus squirrels?
Yeah, of
a bird.
Of smart bird versus scrappy squirrels. And then obviously, so Squirrel Girl's fighting, and then obviously we'll get Ms. Marvel in there and she'll be introduced to Squirrel Girl, and then somehow in the mix of all this, they'll team up to defeat something, but then, oh, there's a bigger play here, and then Ms. Marvel's like, you know who I need to bring in Amadeus Cho on this. He's super smart. He'll help us out, like, get us some kind of smart something. And who's not available? Amadeus Cho. But who does he refer her to? Moon Girl, the next smartest person in his mind, even though Moon Girl's smarter than him.
Well, here's... I'm kind of interested...
That's one intro. What's
Andy
got? One possible intro.
I'm interested in having Edison be more of a player in the movie than just, like, the first villain that they take out right away.
Well, okay.
And also, I'm very interested in having Amadeus Cho. Like, obviously, he had his own episode, and he wasn't, you know, voted in our top three. So I don't think he's part of the team.
No.
But I could kind of envision him as the guide, or like the Nick Fury of this situation.
Sure.
And maybe he is taken out, or he is indisposed for whatever reason. But I think because he's our common thread, at least for two of them, then if he does meet Squirrel Girl somehow in the very beginning, then he can be the impetus to kind of group them together.
So personally, there's something about him being the one to bring them all together, as in, like, it's his choice to bring these three people together. I don't like it as much. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I understand the Nick Fury-esque of it, like him bringing everybody together, but honestly, I like that there's just a connection, and that they find each other on their own. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, they almost seek, like, Ms. Marvel seeks out Moon Girl, in a way, and I like that there's just, because I think we could have more, like, if Amadeus just brings them together, these are all like level-headed people. We're not going to get any kind of clashing between them, which I think is something that is kind of fun with these kind of team-up movies. You know, at first, they're like, hey, you're getting in my way. Well, you're getting in my way. Like, this is my villain. Move out of my way. You know, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Or, you know, obviously when we get to Moon Girl, I can't wait for the sassy the sassy comments that she's going to have since she's so smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something fun about that. And I think Amadeus Cho definitely should be in the mix. As kind of like a, yeah, I mean, the connections that he has will definitely come in handy. But I also just don't want him to be.
Well, then let's the make catalyst. It all happenstance, as opposed to, like, two meet up and then they decide to go searching for a third.
Okay.
yeah, so Squirrel Girl, so does it, I feel like we need to realize why Squirrel Girl is in New York.
Sure.
So maybe if we can do like a,
so like we're Monkey Joe,
we're behind Edison as he's flying through the streets of New York.
Yes.
And then we cut to the cafe
where
Squirrel Girl and the squirrels are.
Okay. So yeah, we fly with Edison. He swoops by. We close in on a cafe. We have Squirrel Girl and her mm-hmm. squirrels, and she's saying,
it's an outdoor, like, cafe.
It was Monkey Joe's funeral.
Yes.
They buried him back where he's from, Brooklyn.
Right, because he had that accent.
We did give him an accent.
We did. It's true. It was a very Brooklyn accent.
And so,
that tracks.
Or maybe she's here for Great Lakes Avengers business.
Like, she's on,
she's here to, like, petition that the Great Lakes Avengers be taken seriously.
The official,
we want the official stamp of being called Avengers, because currently we're just being called the Great Lakes guys,
the Great Lakes heroes. Yeah, and we want to be folded into the Avengers umbrella.
Yeah, so that's it. That's good. So I kind of like that. She's here to petition the Avengers, really. But
yeah, yeah. Who's left?
Let's see.
Who's in New York?
Who's in New York? Will the Avengers even be in New York?
Who knows?
I don't know. Let's just say she's
on her way, right? She flew into New York so she could go to upstate where the Avengers base is.
Good.
So maybe Captain Falcon.
That's for easy, for the easiest obvious leader of the team. We'll just say Captain Falcon. Good. So she's there to, she's about to have her big meeting with Captain Falcon.
Right.
Right? And so she's going over her pitch with the squirrels, okay? So it's like a little pitch sesh with the squirrels.
Yes. and we cut from that to the swooping bird, back to that, to the swooping bird.
Yes. So I think, okay, good. We established why she's there.
What is the bird
I think we
do?
Can even get a little bit what's about, like, maybe we have her kind of describing who the Great Lakes Avengers are, like a few of the team members.
Yeah, she's working on her presentation. That's a good way to get some exposition out.
Do you think Chipmunk Hunk is still around? Is he on the team? Is he her boyfriend?
I feel like maybe they got together a little bit between movies, but it didn't work out.
Sure, sure. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
It's kind of a bonehead.
Yeah, he's still, like, vying after her, but she's like, I'm not really.
He was fun for a little bit.
Yeah, but... you were fun. Okay, so then we have... So then we come back to the bird. It swoops by the next person, which is going to be Moon Girl, right?
Moon Girl.
So what's Moon Girl up to right now?
Oh, probably tinkering on something.
Yeah, let's say she's on a rooftop. She's on a rooftop and she's doing some kind of... Do you want to say it's for school? Like it's a science project for school?
I would love it, whatever it is, to be very useful later on.
Yeah.
Like it seems something innocuous, but then it ends up being like...
We're gonna put a blank space here for now until we figure out what we need later in the movie. Okay, so there's something she's working on here.
Whenever we hit a dead end, we can retroactively fill in that blank.
Yeah, good. Okay, so then we have... So she's working on that. Edison swoops by. She barely notices. She's so, like...
It's just a bird.
She's, like, just on...
It's just a weird parrot flying around New York.
I don't even think she sees it. I think she's just focused on whatever it is she's working on.
Yeah.
We just kind of... But again, we swoop by this scene. We stop, and she's talking to... didn't she have a computer? What did we name her computer?
Oh, my God. Mortimer.
Was it Mortimer?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So she's talking to Mortimer.
Yeah, it had like a snarky British dialect.
Good, good. And she, we have some little bits. Again, we just get little bits of exposition with each of these. With this one, it's kind of just talking, like she has a throwaway comment about Devil Dinosaur being in the past and how she's looking forward to switching minds again to see him. Like, she's actually looking forward to the next moon.
Yeah, the next,
the
full,
next
moon.
Full moon, which is coming up.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
In the next few days.
Right. Okay. So then the bird swoops by again, and we finally see it go to its intended target. Now, what is the bird up to? What is the inventor, Mr. Knox, the teacher, what is his goal here?
He wants the bird to steal something, or he needs a piece. He needs a part. The inventor needs something that is going to
be I like that.
A vital piece. To
I like
his...
that it's like three things. Like there's three different parts of this. Every good video game has the same structure. you have to go, like they want to collect the three things that put them together. So, and of course the heroes fail on the first one. And then maybe succeed on the second one, but then something goes wrong and they lose it anyway. And then, you know. Okay, good.
We got it.
I mean, this is the movie. This is good.
We can wrap this up in 20 minutes.
Yeah, fuck 40. Okay. So then the question is, what is this machine? What is this thing that the...
Yeah.
The inventor... Is the inventor working with the director?
I don't know about that. Because why would they know each other and why would they want to work together?
Well, they're brothers.
Oh, okay.
Obviously.
I would be interested in if Mr. Knox, the inventor, did this thing with Edison, like creating, putting Edison DNA into this parrot, then maybe the machine has something to do with bringing back all the famous inventors and making them evil and animals.
Okay. You know what? That plot is so silly that I think it totally works in this kind of movie.
So he wants to bring back Tesla. He wants to bring back Da Vinci.
And he's doing this...
He wants a team of
just
evil...
Just because he wants their brains back?
Yeah.
Or because he... So we had a similar idea back with... This is kind of an interesting tie-in. Amadeus Cho, who is considered one of the smartest minds in the world.
Seventh smartest, I believe.
He had his villain, I forget the guy's name now, but his villain wanted to capture his mind, or Bruce Banner's mind, and collect them like that. So this is kind of similar in that way, which I don't hate, because what if Amadeus Cho, what if Amadeus Cho becomes our, damsel in distress, if you will.
Love it.
And so that's one thing that could... you know, focus everyone's mind on, oh shit, we gotta save Amadeus.
Well, and something that could happen too is maybe one of the squirrels gets turned into an inventor, like animal.
Oh, I like that.
Like maybe Nutso. He
captures Nutso.
Nutso, who is like a
twitchy. Nutso's, twitchy. Yeah, so recap on the squirrels. Nutso is like kind of a twitchy kind of...
Nutso.
Nutso one.
The name really implies
Mr. Freckles. Mr. Freckles is the charismatic showman, the one who kind of comes up with distractions and funny, positive things to do. And then there's Slippy Pete, who is, you know, the dark, brooding, kind of stealthy one who actually does, like, the heisting and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The grizzly one.
And then you have Tippy Toe, who is the leader. And yeah. She's got a pink bow. And that's the only identifying qualifier. The qualifying identifier. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have Mr. Knox, the inventor. He is... wanting to bring back the great minds of the world. Mm-hmm. So he is what, grave robbing? Like, well, aren't their minds deteriorated?
He hates the way society is right now. He thinks we've moved away from knowledge and advancement.
Yeah.
And he wants to bring back all of these great minds from the past so that he can not only collaborate with them, but use their minds combined with their animal bodies to enact his will on the world.
Okay, because animals are easier. Like, he puts them in animal bodies because they're... Because
some animals are more powerful than... Well, like, one of them has to be, like, a predatory... Like,
sure.
I feel like Tesla might be a bear.
Of course. That makes a lot of sense. Good.
Edison's this parrot.
Do we need to look up more inventors?
Well, there's, let's see, and there's Alexander Graham Bell, and there's,
So he's doing this, and his goal is to have control over the greatest minds of the world. Mm-hmm. So it's very similar to, what was the guy's name in the Hulk movie? Damn it.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I feel like there's a way that we could tie it in, like, where he's picking up where the other guy left off. You know what I mean? Like, he did it the wrong way because he was trying to put them all in himself. That would never work. You know, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is put the brains into feeble animals.
What you gotta do.
What you gotta do
is put the brains in the animals.
But you know what I mean? Like, this is just too close of a... There's too similar of an evil plan for us not to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'm going to look this up real quick. You keep talking.
All right, then. So Alexander Graham Bell is... let's right. see.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Is probably... let's get another bird in there. So we have the parrot, who is Edison. Alexander Graham Bell, I want to say, is like a peregrine falcon. So I think that'll be nice to have another bird of prey, a predatory bird in there as well.
So two birds.
I want to throw Marie Curie in there as well, the physicist and chemist.
Nice.
And I think she, and these people, some of them are cool people, but they're going to be evil in animal form. Because Mr. Knox is asserting his will over there.
Of course.
Re-animated minds.
But then, maybe at one point... But maybe at one point... sorry, I just looked up somebody called Madame Curie Cho.
What?
Oh, that's his sister's... So remember Maddie? His sister, yeah. Maddie? That's the name that... That's her real name.
Her parents named her.
That's her real name, Madame Curie Cho. That's awesome. That's hilarious.
Good. So, yes, Marie Curie's definitely in there as one of the evil animals.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Sorry, you were saying... I was saying... So, yeah, I think that they have in their... Like, at least in the beginning, I think that they have some sort of... Yeah, like... control over them, but maybe it might be fun, like, for, like, the finale or something,
mm-hmm.
that they, like, break the mold or break the mind control.
Yeah.
And then all of these inventors' minds really are just themselves and the animals.
Yeah.
We have animals communicating with animals.
Yeah.
And then, like, coming up with, like, the world's smartest plan to get to, like, I don't know.
Edison's still a dick. Fuck Edison.
You're damn right he is. okay, Pythagoras. Remember? Pythagoras Dupree.
Oh, yes. I thought you were suggesting Pythagoras as one of the animal minds.
No.
Yes, he worked at the university.
Yes, Pythagoras Dupree was the bad guy.
Yes.
So, known as the sixth smartest man in the world. And he had the soap corporation. Okay.
Right.
Okay, that was bothering me. I'm glad I figured it out. So, okay, what if...
So hold on, can we type all this out just so we keep it in mind?
Yeah.
So the animals that we're going to end up with...
Okay, so we have...
We already have Edison as a parrot.
Edison is a giant parrot.
Yes, a giant parrot.
Because obviously it mutates them as well.
Of course. Tesla is a bear.
A giant bear.
A giant, gianter bear.
Like a grizzly bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Marie Curie is a panther.
Okay.
Alexander Graham Bell is a falcon.
Mm-hmm. Falcon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then, did we have another one? Da Vinci.
Right.
Da Vinci can be nutso.
Da Vinci is nutso. Fuck yes. Okay, that's a great team. I like that team of bad guys. This is the best. Okay. Do we want... Nah, maybe that's too much. I was going to say, we want each of them to have like some sort of special power that is reflective of their...
just their animal abilities.
Just their animal abilities, yeah. And their brilliant minds.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I still feel like I want something more for Mr. Knox to... like, what... the inventor needs some sort of actual, like, physical plan. Like, I mean, obviously... like, does he already have the different brains, the DNA strands or the brain strands or whatever? And he's, like, and then...
I think he needs them. And that's maybe what Edison is going to get. Is he's, like, going to the museum or whatever to, like, pull something from something, like, a Da Vinci exhibit or...
Yeah, he's going to 23andMe.
Yeah, he's going to 23andMe, too, and because obviously that's where all DNA information is stored.
Yeah.
But I think we do get, like, since he is the teacher in at Kamala Khan's school,
yes.
Then we get images, or we get scenes of him, like, interacting with the administration.
Yes.
And they're, like, they're cutting programs, they're, you know, they're saying, oh, you have to teach this, and it's not, like, what is matching up with what he wants to teach. And so he's just, like, evilly frustrated with what is being imposed upon him. And so he wants to assert his will back and say... knowledge is important, and I will assert myself violently if I have to.
Good. And that can either be like a little, like, just like a quick flashback when he's explaining his evil plan or something. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, good. Okay, so let's see. We have...
maybe whenever Edison brings him the vial of DNA, he looks at it, and then we get the flashback of, like, this is why I'm doing it.
Yes. Okay, I like that. So, okay, we got it. So we just, Edison flew by both Lunella and Doreen.
Mm-hmm.
And now Edison is swooping down and going to the Museum of Smart Brains.
The Museum of Smart Brains.
Because there's only one brain left that they need to get, and it's Da Vinci's brain.
I mean, there's probably, like, if we just wanted to do Museum of... what? Art and history, or... there's probably something Da Vinci created.
Yeah, okay.
Like, authentic, that still has his DNA on it.
Sure.
Like a journal or some parchment paper, or...
yeah.
One of his original inventions.
And in the beginning, when Doreen is sitting at the cafe and she's reading, or she's doing her pitch, on the table, there's a newspaper that says, like... Da Vinci exhibit, like,
in town
here or something. And then, like, underneath that, it says, like, Alexander Graham Bell, first telephone stolen from Blank Museum, and yeah. Like all this, like, class or all this, historical, artifacts are being stolen from all these different museums and stuff.
Love it. And then while we're looking at the newspaper, we see a bird shadow fly over it.
Yeah, good. And then you even have Mortimer maybe is updating Lunella on, like, Lunella.
There seems to be a...
Something at the Tesla, Tesla exhibit. What did Tesla do? Like electricity or something?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so bad at this.
Edison stole a lot of ideas from Tesla, so...
Okay.
There might be a rivalry between the parrot and the grizzly bear.
Oh, good. Good. Anyway, she's too busy to be bothered by it. But then we have Edison swoop down to the museum and start attacking, right? And so there's just like giant parrot starts like pecking windows through, and people are screaming. Ah!
Yeah.
Alarm goes off, and then we have the bird like starts going in. And who comes to the rescue? Ms. Marvel. So Edison is about to like bite the head off of some security guard at the museum. And then just a huge fist comes in and punches the bird.
Oof.
And she says something real cool like, like, museum's closed on Sundays.
Someone needs to change your newspaper.
What?
Because birds, they need their newspaper changed in their cages.
Okay, that's funny. I like that. Sorry you had to explain it to me.
That's okay. I'll be there in the movie, too. Yeah. Explain it to everybody. I'll show up in a little box.
You have, like, commentary?
Yes.
What if that's what movie commentary was? Director commentary was just them explaining their own jokes to you?
I mean,
that what it is? I never watched director commentary.
I would do that.
Okay. Anyway, so she fights Edison in the museum. It's really cool. Edison ends up getting away with the or. Is it that she fights Edison... Things are going well. Edison starts flying away. She pursues.
Yes.
And then they go past Squirrel Girl and all the squirrels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Squirrel Girl goes to help. And they get in each other's way, right? We have to have some of that little bit of, like, butting heads here. And also, I think at this moment, Nutso could get captured by Edison and flies away with Edison, or with Nutso, right?
Right.
So not only did Edison take the whatever Da Vinci piece that they were going to get, they also got Nutso. So now Squirrel Girl's really involved, and she's going to have to miss her appointment with Captain Falcon.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So we get some of that. We get a little bit of that butting heads. Now we have Kamala and Doreen, and they are, trying to figure out what to do next. Like, who was that? Oh, okay. That was Edison. I think that was Edison. Does Kamala know? Has she been on the trail?
Well, I mean, she would recognize the bird, right? Because the bird was in the classroom, like in a cage.
Right, right. I think that was my teacher's parrot. What? And we haven't really established, like, ages, but I think Squirrel Girl is probably the oldest.
Yes.
Kamala is in the middle, and then obviously Moon Girl is the youngest.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, good. So we have those two, and so I think that was, and so they go to the school to investigate further.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss Marvel leads to the school, and along with her come Doreen, and of course we have like a little scene in here where
it's like, you really got in my way back there.
Yeah, and then the it's squirrels like, well,
excuse
are like
me for trying to help.
The squirrels are being snippy as well, and she's like, "Are those squirrels talking to me? That one's wearing a bow."
No, they're talking to me, and you don't want to know what they're saying.
Yeah, you trust me. And Ms. Marvel's like, "Okay." She's like, "I know most of the heroes around here, and I've never heard of you, Squirrel Girl."
Oh yeah, ever heard of the Great Lakes Heroes, soon to be Avengers?
I don't think I have actually.
Fine.
And so they go to the school, and so, okay, now what do we have here? They go to the school.
It's closed.
It's closed, of course. So do they break in, or do they...
Send a squirrel reconnaissance.
Yes, okay, we get a... Yes, that's great. We get a squirrel scene here.
Yeah, Slippy Pete, and
Mr. Freckles sneak in, and they're doing squirrel stuff inside, and we see that they see... Is this just like... The Amadeus Cho thing where we have an underground lab underneath the school, like the evil laboratory, or is his office cleared out and they've lost the trail now? They're not sure where to go next.
Yeah, I think because Mr. Knox is so frustrated with the school that he probably quit.
Yeah.
And so his lair is somewhere else.
But there's a cat inside the school, and we have a fun scene with the cat and the squirrels.
Yeah, because the cat wants to eat the squirrels.
Yeah.
But they outsmart him.
Right. Good. And so then now it's a dead end. Mm-hmm. Now Kamala's like, well, shit. What do I do now? And so she maybe contacts Amadeus Cho,
mm-hmm.
right? Her like, he's like her contact for, you know, she accepts that he's a smart person who maybe would know what to do, or maybe it's just the fact that
he's got Hulk powers.
Well, yeah, I don't know that she would call him just for his brawn sake when I think she feels like she could take care of the business.
But he's got the best of both worlds.
Well, yes, he does. But I guess what I'm saying is she contacting him for his champion's ability? I mean, like, his like, leadership?
Probably a little bit of guidance.
He came to her at the end of her movie and said, like, hey, I want you to join the champions, essentially.
Right.
But we haven't really established the champions as a thing yet. So, anyway, so she contacts Amadeus for whatever reason. We just gotta buckle down and do this. We have, like, 12 minutes left.
What?
Yeah. So she contacts Amadeus. He either doesn't answer or it goes to voicemail, and he's like, if you really need help, here's the one person you should call. or he does answer, and he's just, maybe he's too busy, or maybe he's too cocky and he doesn't want to come, and he's like, you can't handle this on your own. And he's like, you know what, I'm gonna throw you a bone here. Why don't you go find Moon Girl? Here's mm-hmm. where you'll find her. This. Like, I think this is more her speed. I'm a little busy with actual, like, Avenger stuff or something.
Ooh.
You know, like, he's maybe he's too cocky, and then this movie's gonna humble him a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yep.
So, whatever reason, then Kamala and Doreen go and find Lunella. Okay. And Lunella's finally getting whatever invention she has to work, and then they come and ruin it. And they spoil it somehow, and she's upset with them, and she's like, who are you even? And Ms. Marvel's like, oh, I've heard of you, you're Moon Girl, and you have these whatever, and she's like, well, I don't know who you are, and...
Is Devil Dinosaur here?
Yeah, oh, is Devil Dinosaur here? No, he's not here right now, and maybe it's a sensitive subject,
mm-hmm.
Because she misses him.
We all do.
So then Moon Girl helps them find the trail, and Mortimer, of course, is the one who really helps, because Mortimer's like, there's been a string of thefts from museums, similar fashion to this one. And so they start putting the pieces together.
Well, he's probably, like, I imagine Moon Girl, since she's so smart, probably has, like, an omniscient satellite, like all those smarty pants superheroes do.
That was her birthday present from her parents.
And so Mortimer's probably hooked into that, and he said, once I started noticing a pattern, I started to trace where the bird was going back to.
And this is great. We have the squirrels there. We have the smart computer. I love this movie. Okay. So then Lunella's like, all right, whatever. I'll take a break from this to help you with your little project or whatever. You know, smart people never have time for anybody else.
No, they're too busy. They're too busy on their inventions.
So they're not getting ruined. So the three of them decide to team up.
Yes.
And to go save Nutso and to take down the inventor.
The inventor.
So they triangulate, where all of these things have hit, and they trace, or maybe they use satellite imaging to find a giant parrot. however they do it. Maybe that is what Moon Girl is setting up, is her new satellite.
Satellite.
Yeah, I like that. Cool. See? Told you we'd come up with it later. So she comes, she's building her new satellite, and... Okay, so then...
Might as well give it a test run.
So they track down Edison to some base. What is the base? Where is the base?
Hmm...
This is, it's gotta be, it can't be that far, right? I mean, it's gotta be somewhere in New York area.
Yeah.
Can
it be,
where's a cool place for a big battle with lots of animals?
I don't know. The Bronx Zoo?
yeah.
Is that a thing?
It could be. I feel like we already did the zoo. And white tiger and...
I mean, you want animals.
Well, I know, but, like, I feel like the animals... He got the animals a long time ago. Excuse me.
Well, then the animals are already there.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just, like, an underground laboratory underneath the Hudson River.
I like that. Yeah, that's good. It's underground. It's underwater. It's an underwater lab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have, let's see, they go straight there.
Yeah.
They go straight there, because what's stopping them? And
it's... Their own egos.
Let's say even that Moon Girl, like, the full moon is tonight, right? So she's been looking forward to this tonight. Mm-hmm. But she's not going to tell the team that this is going to happen, because she'll get this done with by then, and then she'll go home and it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't have to worry about trying to, like, figure out how to do both things at the same time.
I really want us to be able to set up, like, maybe Moon Girl does get captured somehow.
Yeah.
And so, like, whoever has a hold of her.
Yeah.
And then that's when she changes.
Yes.
Into at least the mentality of Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah, I love that. Because some of the other great minds would be Lunella Lafayette and Amadeus Cho, right? So... What if...
Oh, like, he wants to capture them.
He's capturing them as well for their minds. But he doesn't realize about their minds until after. So I like the idea that we have...
It's a developing evil plot.
So they go to his base, and we have our first big battle, kind of at the midpoint here, with all of his animals are intact, and we have the Tesla bear and the Curie panther.
Yeah.
And all the, you know, all the animals are there.
Has he already transferred Da Vinci's brain into Nutso?
I think maybe they walk in as that's happening.
Right.
And so they're like, Nutso, what are you doing to Nutso? And then, you know, Nutso stops tweaking out all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, all of a sudden very direct and stoic. And, okay, good. So then we have our battle here. It doesn't go super well, but I think maybe they do kind of squash some of the plans. But there has to be some unforeseen thing here.
Yeah.
And maybe it's...
The Inventor. What does he have?
Right.
He's got something, just an invention, right?
Yeah.
Like a failsafe.
This was only the, like, step one of the plan or something. Because there's got to be, a reason. Oh, shit. This is hard with three of them now.
What do you want to do?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, like, where, you know, mentally, what are we trying to get? Like, what's the, I mean, it's hard with a team movie, but... You gotta pull off that thing, like, when the Avengers come together, they're all kind of broken, mm-hmm. and then they all need something from each other, and then they come out better, right?
Yeah.
In the end. So, like, we're missing, like, that element of why this team needs each other.
Well, maybe this fails because, I mean, they're all together, but they're not necessarily working together.
Yeah, they're all leaders.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Each of them is, the like, a leader type, and so they're not really they're not really following each other, they're all just leading, doing their own thing.
Yeah, and so they're getting into each other's way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Squirrel Girl is sicking squirrels on people, and...
Right.
Moon Girl is, like, using her inventions all on her own, and...
So this base is actually, it's connected to the surface, but there's, like, a part of it that is just, like, a giant submarine. And so they end up getting away, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes, with Nutso.
But with Nutso and with Lunella captured.
Because she's super smart, but she, I mean, like, a bear could hold her down, you know right, what I mean?
For sure.
So...
I want there to be a moment, too, where it's just like, Nutso, come on. You're, like, nothing's stopping you. Come with us.
Right, right, right.
But
and
Nutso
so,
doesn't.
And Doreen is too focused on that to yeah. realize that Lunella needs help, and Lunella is too proud to tell anybody that she needs help.
Right.
So she's like, she has a smart plan, but then she didn't foresee something happening, and so Lunella gets captured, and then we have... Kamala and Doreen kind of left behind along with the other squirrels.
Yeah.
And so they get away in the submarine.
Yeah.
Okay. Now our heroes are defeated. It's not good. Uh-oh. What's going to happen?
Can we have them... Can we have them... Because Kamala knows Moon Girl's situation.
Yes.
Can we have them go back to her lab...
Yes.
And bring Devil Dinosaur back to this time.
Yes. Yes, that's great. And there's even... And maybe they go back to the lab just to ask Mortimer for help.
Right.
And Mortimer helps them, like, well, there is one thing.
Yes.
And so, I love that. I love that. I was trying to figure out how we get Devil Dinosaur in here, but that's exactly how. That's great. So, they... So, the team is kind of defeated at this point. It's not going well.
Yeah.
And then, so...
We need to work together. We need yeah. to get on the same page. We were messed back there.
I think Doreen and Kamala are kind of yelling at each other and like, this was, if you would have listened to my plan, well, if you would have just like listened to my plan.
Yeah,
you know,
my squirrels kind of had this.
Your squirrels are squirrels.
How dare you?
Kamala's like me. She thinks squirrels are rodents.
I'm like Doreen. I think squirrels are squirrels.
Okay, so maybe we don't have time for them to like break off completely because Lunella's in trouble and they would definitely want to help.
Yeah.
So they go back. So they put their differences aside and realize, hey, we have to save Lunella. Mm-hmm. And so they and Nutso. And so they right. go and they go off to do that. And while they're going off to see Mortimer for help, Lunella is in a submarine. And he puts, and he's like analyzing her, and he's like, you have a smart mind. You
my smart brain reading ability
one of
machine.
The group. But I'm out of animals. I need another animal. And so, what is he gonna do? So he's like now trying to get some sort of other predatory animal.
A shark.
Yeah, they're underwater. So in the Hudson River,
yeah,
there's
the Hudson sharks.
There's the Hudson sharks, of course. There's the alligators in the sewer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he's yeah. So we have some sort of fun interaction between him and Lunella, and she's just like, "You're an idiot."
Battle of wits.
Yeah. Is Amadeus Cho also there, or do we just want to say he's not in this?
He's not in this.
Okay, okay.
He's busy.
Yeah, Lunella is kind of the one who got captured at this point. And that's fine. We get back to the lab. They bring Devil Dinosaur in to the future, and it's great.
But he's a dinosaur.
But he's...
And he doesn't know what's happening, because Moon Girl's not there.
Or, yeah, yeah. I think they talk to him. Yeah, they have the thing with him being just a dinosaur. The squirrels hop on top, and they're kind of communicating with him a little bit. They're trying to like calm him down or something because he's like, "Where's Lunella?" You know, and he's kind of raging out. And then they kind of subdue him, and they're like, "We need your help to save Lunella." And
squirrels can talk to dinosaurs.
Sure. Let it happen. they're not like action, you know, they're just kind of like calming him. They're just like
with your squirrel. Squirrels are very calming.
Okay. So what's the big thing then? Do they go to the submarine? Well, what is so this was part of his plan, the Inventor.
Mm-hmm.
His submarine was supposed to break off and go to what? Go to where? Go to... He was always going to do something with these brilliant minds.
Yeah, there's a Mensa convention in town.
yeah, he's going to destroy... He's just going to use these creatures to...
He thinks all the other smart brains are stupid. And so he wants to bring them down and create this new wave of intelligent animals that he will be in control of.
Okay.
And so he wants to kill all this other smart people.
Okay. So maybe he goes to the UN.
Yeah, because they established the international education curriculum.
I don't know. This is...
I'm saying yes. Let's do it.
Okay. So there's a UN meeting somewhere in New York, and the submarine is just so that they can't track him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be a surprise. It's a surprise.
No, the submarine turns into a...
mech.
It turns into a mech suit for him. Or what's one of those big balloons, like the Hindenburg?
Hot air balloon?
No,
or
like
a blimp?
Like a blimp, but like a, you know, like a steampunky blimp. Like, it's like one of those cool, like, battleship ones.
I would like him to actually have a mech suit so that we could have, like, a devil dinosaur mech suit battle.
Fuck it, that's awesome. Okay, so the submarine surfaces, all the animals get out, they're all mutated and giant now.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, one last creature... to turn this smart Lunella under my control. But before he's going to put the chip in her mind first to control her mind.
Right.
Right? And or as he's going to do it, he has her in shark form. But then the shark can't attack on land. That's stuck.
Well, he needs some, some muscle in the sea, too.
But we're about to have a whole battle on land.
Well, I don't think she ever gets transformed. I think the chip of mind control is in the shark, because that's the form that he needs to control.
Good, so he's got a mind control shark, and he's like, I'm going to switch your brains now. And then she's like, you couldn't switch. And he's like, what? What's happening?
And then we see the clouds move across.
And it's a full moon. Yes. Because the UN has all their meetings at midnight.
And full moons.
None of this movie makes sense.
It's more of a cult, really.
That's stupid. We're back at the lab, and the dinosaur devil becomes is Lunella now,
right. and she's expecting to see, like, be in the past.
Mm-hmm. And she's like kind of raging out, like, why did you do this? You brought him here. Oh. That's not good. You can't. And then they're like. Mortimer's like, hello, Lunella. Welcome to your lab. Because he traces her brain patterns and knows that she's there. And they're like, oh my god, this is Lunella. Oh my god, it's a full moon. I know all about this, Ms. Marvel says.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, let's go. We have, like, they're attacking New York.
We gotta save my squirrel, your body, and the day.
And it's New York, so there's no other heroes here to help us.
Nope. Chirp, chirp.
So they go and they have the big final battle in New York. It's awesome. The animals are fighting them. And then...
it's pretty traumatic for the squirrels to take on Nutso.
Yeah. There's some real stakes here. And then the submarine turns into a mech suit for the Inventor.
Devil Dinosaur as... Lunella as Devil Dinosaur is taking on the mech suit.
Yes.
We have Lunella...
The body of Lunella with the mind of devil.
With the mind of devil.
Fighting the grizzly bear?
A grizzly bear? Or maybe just Edison. Maybe it's just taking on the giant parrot.
Yeah, Lunella's just fighting this parrot with her fists. And she's trying to bite at it.
Yeah. clawing at it. And then...
The squirrels are fighting Nutso, but also taking down, like, the falcon in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Got some air battle. I think,
Kamala's
taking on the
grizzly bear.
The grizzly bear and the panther.
Yeah.
And Squirrel Girl is with her squirrels trying to take down the falcon and Nutso.
Right.
Okay, that's good. And then we just have Devil against the Inventor until, I think, eventually all three of the ladies also come in and are fighting the Inventor as well. So we have, like, a big final battle.
Right.
After they save Nutso, I think. And they kind of put...
Well, they have to turn off the mind control, right? They have to figure out how to turn off the mind control.
Right. So the battle takes a turn. That's good. So, like, they're fighting. Things are going well. But, you know, the Inventor, like... The animals are just getting the best of them somehow. Right. Or, I don't know, something like that.
They're giant mutated
Well, they're
animals.
Mutated. So they're, like, crazy strong and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have to, you know... Yeah.
Like, why are they listening to him? What's going on here?
Right. And so Moon Girl has the idea, but she can't communicate it very well.
Right, she's a dinosaur.
And so she's trying to. What
do they do to work together?
Yeah, yeah.
To turn off the mind control thing. Maybe they need to work together, and the way that it happens is Kamala embiggens her hand to throw, like, catapult a squirrel onto the back of Devil Dinosaur. And then the squirrel runs up Devil Dinosaur's back and jumps off of his head, lands onto the mech suit to get into the mechanism that deactivates the mind control.
Yeah, and Devil Dinosaur had to bite a hole in the suit.
Right.
So that the squirrel could jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tippy-toe.
It is tippy-toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was some, like, squirrel gymnastics along
the
way.
Oh, of course. There's so many squirrel gymnastics in this movie. I know that we didn't say that, but it's definitely true.
Catching each other by the hand, flipping each
Please
other.
Please know that this movie is nothing but squirrel gymnastics.
Most of it is squirrel gymnastics.
And squirrel bits, and just all kinds of squirrely stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. So then we have the Inventor is defeated.
Yes.
The mic control's turned off, and the mutated animals are now working alongside our heroes.
They're now smart brain people.
Yeah. And the squirrels are communicating with them and with also with Squirrel Girl, and she's like, "What's this? I think Marie Curie is telling us to do this." Oh my gosh, Mr. Tesla.
Mr. Tesla, it's an honor.
It's an honor, sir.
And Tesla knows how to deactivate the mech.
And then entirely. Her cell phone rings and she's like, "What? I think Alexander Graham Bell's calling me." No, that's stupid.
Yeah, she's a falcon.
Yeah. So then, okay. So then the Inventor is taken down. We have...
Everyone comes out of the UN clapping for them. Because they did a great job.
Yeah. The whole world sees these three and their heroics. So then in the end of the movie, then we have Kamala, and she talks to Amadeus Cho, and he's like, hey, that... Because, like, I think she kind of becomes the leader of these three and, like, really takes charge. But in a way that, like, instead of just doing her own thing, she listens to their plans.
Right.
And then leads them... into, like, what they should be and everything, so...
Leading through support.
Yes, exactly. So Amadeus comes to respect her for that, and he's like, honestly, like, I think maybe when we do get this champions team together, I think you're the one who should lead it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, and that's, I mean, that's a good place to leave her, because I think that that's something that she, you know, kind of grows into from the beginning of the movie and
for
everything.
Sure.
I think we have, Lunella, she decides her and Devil are actually, like, I think throughout the whole movie is, like, I mean, especially in the beginning and everything, is we kind of get the hints at the fact that she really misses Devil as her partner.
But it's smart to leave a dinosaur in the past.
Right, until the end, and then I think she realizes, like... with all these giant mutated animals and all this stuff, she's like, screw it, man, it's New York. Like,
stranger things have happened.
Right, and also I think with the help, I think throughout the movie also, I think Kamala and Doreen, I mean, and she sees Doreen with her, like, animal sidekicks.
Right.
And Kamala tells her, like, no, dude, like, you and Devil Dinosaur are, like, the best pair. Like, that's, like, you need each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think her and Devil decide, like, they're gonna stay together.
Yay.
In the present and go from there. And then finally Doreen, she missed her appointment with Captain Falcon.
Yeah.
But who shows up at the end of the movie?
Fuck yeah.
And says, like, sorry, I missed it all.
Yeah.
But you know,
did a hell of a job, kid.
Forget the appointment. Or she's like, can we reschedule or something? He's like, and he's like,
I just saw your presentation just,
like,
now.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, no need. Consider the Great Lakes Avengers
part of
the team. She's like, hell yeah! All the team is gonna be so excited. The team that are named blah 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 blah, which we never came up with. That's for another movie.
The Great Lakes Avengers. Hold up, though.
So I'm gonna add the Great Lakes Avengers to our list. Essentially,
do it. Yeah, gotta do
we'll
it.
We'll make that movie.
So does she have to go back? She's got to go back to Chicago.
She does.
So this team of these three.
Of these three.
Is not.
This is just the
ongoing.
One.
Ongoing.
No, I think this was just kind of like a one-time crossover. They needed each other to, and like, I think they're best friends now, and they're gonna like call each other whenever they need help.
Yeah.
But
they have a group text.
Yeah, it's a group text. That's what it is. And I think we see the three of them kind of come together, and Devil Dinosaur and the squirrels.
Right. They're all in the group text too. And
it's just emojis from them.
Just the same squirrel emoji.
It's that thing where you can move your mouth and it moves and you can give voice.
Yes!
But it's just squirrels and a dinosaur.
Yeah, they have those. Memojis.
Memojis.
And emojis, that's what they are.
Okay. But yeah, they come together and they say, like, whenever the world needs us, we'll be there.
Yes. Nice.
Whenever the animal world needs us.
Right.
Good. And then they go their separate ways, and that's that.
Whew. What do we establish here? I would like to establish, like, Edison was a dick.
Edison
so I think
was
even
a dick.
Without the mind control, this giant parrot is still evil.
Yes. Yeah. Good. So Edison gets away.
Yeah.
Edison gets away, even though Knox is arrested and all the other animals, I mean, even out of mind control, they're all fine and but they're still around. Like, we're gonna have, these are now canon, because what do? Take the minds out of these animals?
No,
like,
no, that's unethical.
No, so they're gonna create the...
What?
I was gonna say, like, there's something in the comics called the Pet Avengers.
Yes.
Not that it'd be any of these creatures. It could be. Well, we'll see.
Avengers.
I'll remember this list for the Pet Avengers later, because the Pet Avengers are totally a thing that I want to do. Okay. Anyway, so Edison gets away.
Yeah.
Okay, we see Edison fly away. And...
with an evil glint in his eye.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that movie a lot.
That's really fun.
When we come back, we'll have something special for you, including a title for this movie.
Oh, that's right.
But we'll be right back. And we're back.
Hello.
Before we give you our title, real quick, Andy had a really good, after credits scene.
I just want the squirrels of the Squirrel Girl to be giving just them a presentation to Captain Falcon at Avengers headquarters. So the squirrels are like showing him a PowerPoint and chirping and squirrel, and on the PowerPoint you just see like a nut, and then you click, and then it's just like a thumbs up. And then Captain Falcon's just, like, nodding his head, and then they, like, end it and take a bow, and then he's like, I have no idea what they just said.
Good. I love it. I love it. Good. And, of course, that's the after credits scene of the movie.
MC Who presents Three's Company.
Three's Company.
The Inventor's Menagerie.
This is part of our Three's Company series.
Yeah, where Mortimer is Mr. Roper.
Yeah. So Three's Company, The Inventor's Menagerie. It's an MC Who Presents original. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. On that same vein, MC Who Presents also will be putting out a little mini feature.
Yep. It's in the DVD extras.
That's right. It's like, you know, Pixar shorts.
Exactly.
But it's an MC Who long. It's not that long, but we're gonna present it to you right here, right now. And we open
in Chicago.
It's New Year's Eve,
11:30,
and Tippy Toe, Mr. Freckles, and Slippy Pete,
and Nutso.
Don't forget Nutso. They are all.
They're about to celebrate New Year's.
They're celebrating New Year's. They're having a good time. They're chilling on the counter, eating leftover crackers and cheese that Doreen had. Of course, we do pan over. We see Doreen. She's asleep on the couch.
Passed out, drooling.
It is only 11:30.
She couldn't do it.
And she's, she's drooling. I like that. But then, Tippy Toe Do they talk in this?
Or? Yeah, they got, yeah. Well, I think they chirp and we see the subtitles.
Yeah, good, good. So, you know, Tippy Toe, or Slippy Pete is chirping and he's like,
It's time to bust out the
peanut butter.
The peanut butter.
And Mr. Freckles says,
are we gonna do all the chirps?
No, I don't know what I'm doing here. He says,
I think there's still some in the cabinet.
Yeah, but they have voices, don't they?
Right. Oh, they so voices. Who is?
So Slippy Pete is like,
Slippy Pete, I think there's some
kind
in
of
the cabinet.
Rough one, kind of dark and brooding. And then yeah. Mr. Freckles is kind of the showman. I think there's some in the cabinet. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Tippy Toe gets her game face on. And says, "Okay, squirrels, roll out." And so they.
And then we have like a little
squirrel gymnastics.
Up to the cabinet, and then she opens the cabinet, and they pull out the peanut butter. Or no, they look inside and there's no peanut butter.
And they look over to Nutso and Nutso is like,
"Oh yeah, I think I ate it all yesterday.
Oops, was that for tonight?
Sorry.
And they're like, "Oh shit,
Nutso,
you fucked up."
He's like, "No. I think the guy next door has some peanut butter."
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Who is it next door? I want it to be somebody like. Famous lives next door.
J. Jonah Jameson.
It's in Chicago?
No, you're right.
Who's the famous Chicago person? Wasn't Obama from Chicago?
Yes. And he's living in an apartment next to Doreen Green.
So they go next door, and it's President Obama. And he's having... It's him and his family, and they're having a wonderful New Year's.
Yes.
And the squirrels sneak in, and we get more... Dun, 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 dun. And they're flipping over the fridge. And then Tippy Toe gets and cranks open the cabinet, and they get inside, and sure enough, there's peanut butter inside.
Uh-huh.
And they go over, and they slide it open, and they look inside, and there's only one bite left.
Not enough.
Not enough for everyone. And so they're like, "Well, if all of us can't have peanut butter, then none of us can have peanut butter." And so
But then Mr. Freckle remembers that there's a 7-Eleven.
I just remembered. There's a 7-Eleven down at the street. Let's go there. They don't close till midnight.
They close at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve.
At midnight.
In the new year, they close.
They close at 11:59.
And they're closed for good. They're not opening back up next year.
And so they check the clock in the Obama's apartment.
Yeah, it's a really nice clock. It's perfectly on time as well.
Yeah.
And they have 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. So then they're like, "No time to take the stairs." And Slippy Pete's like, "You're right. We have to go out the window."
Are they all flying squirrels?
Nope. I think only one of them is. Who do we decide was flying squirrel?
I don't remember, but whoever it is, we have three squirrels hanging onto the legs of the one flying squirrel.
And so let's say it's Slippy Pete who's the flying squirrel. And so they dart past the Obamas and they climb up the window and then they jump out. And they're like, "Oh, we're not gonna make it. We don't have enough time." And they fly down.
And as someone's opening the door to the 7-Eleven, they swoop in above them.
Swoop right in, go over the cereal boxes, they go over the yogurt. And they swoop down right on top of the peanut. It's just a whole shelf of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Do you want creamy? Do you want crunchy?
Jif.
Do you want Jif?
Peter Pan.
Do you want... Yeah. So then they have all the options. Nutso has like four jars. Each of them has like a bunch of jars. And they're...
And then we cut to like a wide shot of just all of these jars like teetering out of the door of the 7-Eleven.
The cashier.
Is like busy on their phone. Ding.
Yeah. watching the ball drop. Celebration in New York. And the squirrels are just walking behind him with stacks of peanut butter. And they're out in the street now, and they turn and they see a little family of squirrels across the street.
Well, maybe they have a moment where we're not going to be able to get all these peanut butter jars up to
apartment. I like that. And so Tippy Toe kind of says,
looks around.
I think I got an idea.
Yeah.
And looks at the camera and kind of smiles.
Well,
and
then, this hungry family of squirrels, they didn't store nuts away for winter.
They didn't store nuts. Yeah, there's a tree. It's a hungry... And they see like a bunch of squirrels over there.
And so Tippy Toe turns the camera and's kind of like, And then we just hear, like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In the blackout?
In the blackout. Yeah. And then Doreen wakes up, and she checks the clock, or she checks her watch, and it's like 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And she looks around her and just peanut butter everywhere
and
in her apartment.
Squirrels.
Like hundreds. Everywhere. Hundreds of squirrels in this apartment. They just had a fucking party. And she just, and
she goes,
like,
"Happy New Year, guys," and then falls back asleep.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, good. That is MC Who Presents.
A very squirrely New Year.
It's a very squirrely New Year. Love it. I love it, Andy.
Yes.
What fun. Folks.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you so much. We had a lot of fun with this one.
Yeah.
We
got some fun things in store for 2020 as well.
We do. We're going to have some changes.
Some changes around
some
here.
Some changes coming up. We're going to have, it'll probably be maybe 2 weeks before our next episode drops. And I think we're going to start doing bi-weekly after that. So we'll just go every other week with new episodes, just for my own sanity with all of the editing and whatnot. Mm-hmm, So
stretch it out.
We're going to stretch it out a little more. But hopefully that gives all of you who are listening a chance to go back and listen to some older episodes that maybe you skipped or just, you
re-listen
know,
to your favorites.
Yeah, sure. we're going to make some changes, I think, to the structure of the episodes as well. So we have that to look forward to. Andy, any New Year's resolutions for you? Anything you want to share?
Justin, I'm gonna try my best to not be so distracting during the podcast. I'm gonna try my best to stay on task.
Which, don't get me wrong, we need the distractions, we do. But,
all right, well
but
then
I
forget it.
That.
Resolution
canceled.
No.
And I'm gonna try my best to, with this podcast, to not take control as much. I feel like I want to make sure that I get everybody's ideas in here. And so, I take this all very, I'm very passionate about it all. So I hope that doesn't come off as being too type A about it all.
We're all having fun.
Good. So we'll see you next year, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening. Please spread the word. Please share. Let's get more followers in 2020. And if you would love, we would love that end of the year gift from you is just to review us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere that you can review. The only place that I know of is Apple Podcasts, though. I don't know how to review on, you can't really review anywhere else. So,
yeah, you can tell your friends.
But please tell your friends, spread the word. Okay, I'm just repeating myself now. Sorry. All right, so until next time.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Justin.
And we hope this podcast rang an Alexander Graham Bell. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Do we want this name to be... Do we want the name to be something that Marvel would actually do? Or do we want it to be...
No.
MC Who Presents.
MC Who Presents. It's MC Who Presents...
Triforce.
MC Who Presents Triforce. Not a Nintendo property.